Chapter 27. Go Tell My Disciples.
Luke, in his account of the Savior's burial, speaks of the women who were with him at his crucifixion. He says that they returned and prepared spices and fragrant oils, and they rested on the Sabbath according to the commandment. Luke 23:56. The Savior had been buried on Friday, the sixth day of the week. The women prepared spices and ointments to embalm their Lord, then put them aside until the Sabbath had ended. They would not even embalm the body of Jesus upon the Sabbath. Now when the Sabbath was past, very early in the morning, on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen. Mark 16:1-2. As they neared the garden, they were surprised to see the sky beautifully lighted up and the earth trembling beneath their feet. They rushed to the tomb and were still more astonished to find the stone rolled away and the Roman guard not there. Mary Magdalene had been the first to reach the place. Seeing that the stone had been removed, she hurried away to tell the disciples. When the other women arrived, they noticed a light shining about the tomb and, looking in, saw that it was empty. Suddenly they saw a young man in shining clothing sitting by the tomb. It was the angel who had rolled away the stone. In fear they turned to flee, but the angel said, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he is risen, as he said. Come, see the place where the Lord lay, and go quickly and tell his disciples that he is risen from the dead, and indeed he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him." Matthew 28:5-7. When the women again looked into the tomb, they saw another shining angel. He asked them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying, 'The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified, and the third day rise again.'" Luke 24:5-7. The angels then explained the death and resurrection of Christ. They reminded the women that Christ had told beforehand of his crucifixion and resurrection. These words of Jesus were now plain to them. With fresh hope and courage, they hurried off to tell the glad news. Mary had not been present during this incident, but she now returned with Peter and John. When they went back to Jerusalem, she stayed at the tomb. She could not bear to leave until she learned what had become of the body of her Lord. As she stood weeping, she heard a voice. "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking?" John 20:15. Tears so blinded her that she did not notice who it was that spoke to her. She thought it might be the gardener and said to him pleadingly, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Verse 15. She thought that if this rich man's tomb was considered too honorable for her Lord, she herself would provide a place for him. But now the voice of Christ himself fell upon her ears. He said, "Mary." Verse 16. Quickly brushing her tears away, she saw the Savior. Forgetting that he had been crucified, in her joy she stretched forth her hands to him, saying, "Rabboni!" Teacher. Verse 16. Jesus then said, "Do not cling to me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, 'I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God.'" Verse 17. Jesus refused to receive the homage of his people until he should know that the Father had accepted his sacrifice. He ascended to the heavenly courts and from God himself heard the assurance that his atonement for the sins of humanity had been ample, and that through his blood all might gain eternal life. The Prince of Life received all power in heaven and on earth. He returned to his followers in a world of sin that he might give to them his power and glory.